When the owl asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kids. Time for a little fish talk. He is the doc here on the program. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the fishing editor of Outdoor Canada magazine and angler extraordinaire, blogger extraordinaire. If you haven't read one of his blogs this week, it's because you didn't get out of bed. That's all I can say, because he's everywhere. Morning, Gordy.
Morning, Ange.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How about you?
So when last we spoke, I'm doing okay. But last we spoke, you were going on a mission, and I kind of threw a little wrench into it for you. I put you on the spot, and I said, well, you're going to a new lake. I'm assuming, you know, you're going to beat the crap out of them. And how can you miss? And I'm hoping to put a little pressure on you so it would slow you down a little bit. And evidently, I erred in my ways. The photos you sent me, like, they were ridiculous.
Two batches.
I mean, ridiculous.
And it was incredible. It absolutely incredible. From the moment we got there, I mean, we had to drill maybe 20, 30 holes before we found them. But then it just got better and better and better. And honest truth, it was so good. We left at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I thought, is this a fluke? So I went back on Tuesday, and it was even better still.
So this was a lake you had not fished before, if I remember correctly. You had
never
heard about
fished it before. Never, ever.
Okay, you heard about it. So I'm assuming you had some limited information about where they were going to be, or did you just say, hey, I'm going to go right there, I'm going to pick the spot, put your finger on the map, and say, boom, we're going to drill a hole?
And you and Pete know this. When you go to a lake you've never been to before, what's the first thing you look at? Points, right?
Points, of course, yeah.
Fish are always on the points. Yeah. So we went off the first point, and it wasn't quite deep enough. We moved a little bit deeper, 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 and there they were sitting. And so we started point hopping from one to the other, and incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I have to stop you there because we do this. We're guilty of it. You're guilty of it. Those of us in the business are guilty of it. We assume everybody knows exactly what we're referring to. Because I can see a lot of people out there right now scratching their head, say, okay, so not only is this guy a really good angler, but he can apparently see through solid objects because he can see through the ice and he knows there's a point there. Tell people
you look on shore, right? So you look on shore, we're looking for anything different. And the other thing that I always like to do is I like to, with crappies, you know that if you find shallow, marshy, especially pencil reeds, that's where they spawn in the spring. So if you can find a pencil reed bay and then it comes out to a nice point, that's where they usually are. And in the winter, crappies like that can find water. And Ange, they were stacked up. And here's the other, I was listening to you and Ron about a tip right now, you know, for ice fishing. In the spring, there's about 6 to 8 inches of ice on our lakes right now. It's so easy to drill through 6 inches of ice. Now is the time. Keep drilling, 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 drilling. You hardly start the auger up and you're through. Why wait till January when there's 4 feet to do that? Do it now with 6 inches.
Here, here. My friend, I urge everybody listening to go check out these pictures that he sent us. I'm sure they're up somewhere. Where can folks find them, buddy?
You know what, Ange? They're going to be up on Monday morning.
Okay.
They're part of my next blog coming.
Outdoor Canada, you can't miss it. Gordy, thank you very much, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Ange. Take care.
Gord Peiser, the doc, Outdoor Canada magazine. Check them out. That is it. Steven, your first show back, and I think you did okay.
Yeah.
On behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal Radio team, he is Stephen Labadie. We have John Winters, who didn't make it to the program today, unfortunately, along with others. Derek Braddale, Jessica Ellis. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.